Every year, students from San Antonio are the first in their families to go to college. Julio Martinez, Angelica Espinosa, and Sierra Gonzalez each faced intellectual and emotional challenges the moment they arrived. But their colleges tried in different ways to help. Texas Public Radio and education writer Becca McNeil explore those advantages in the latest installment of Far From Home, a special report.
To be considered a Hispanic Serving Institution, or HSI, 25% of a college's population must be Hispanic. Right now, there are 308 HSIs in the U.S. However, David Ortiz with the Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities, or HACU, says that will change soon. His organization has identified 3,000 Hispanic-serving school districts. These pre-K through 12th grade pipelines are turning out Hispanic graduates at record rates throughout the nation. Federal legislation requires that colleges focus on graduation and gainful employment, but they will have to better understand and nurture Hispanic students before they can graduate them.
We're going to see them coming. We're going to see this wave happening, and institutions that are ahead of that curve, ahead of that wave, are thinking now, 10 years down the road, about creating a campus culture that is not only welcoming to students and to their families, but also creates a climate where they can find a sense of belonging.
As those students head for college, Ortiz said, institutions must ensure that they will leave with a useful degree and not just debt.
You have a responsibility to recruit them for the long haul, because nothing takes a student's wind out of their sail when they leave after a semester or a year racked with debt from an institution that didn't really help them succeed.
The risk of debt sometimes steers students of color away from competitive colleges. That contributes to a problematic distribution. Hispanic students are overrepresented in community colleges and certificate programs. They are underrepresented in Ivy League universities, state flagship universities, and liberal arts colleges. And that may lead to long-term social and economic inequality. Those competitive institutions turn out the bulk of the nation's political and business leaders. That higher education brings power to the groups who can access it. Families know this. The parents of the students this series follows, Maria and Fernando Martinez, America Espinosa, and Angela Gonzalez, all support their students' desire to leave home, even if it made them nervous. Gonzalez remembers how she felt.
This is kind of funny. With Sierra, when we started this whole college application process, she did not apply to anything in San Antonio, didn't apply to anything in Texas, because she was determined that I'm going to be out of state, you know, and I fully support it. But of course, on the other end, I am a mom, you know, I'm like, I want you here with me kind of thing.
Espinosa knew what to expect from her daughter.
Well, I think with Angelica, she's always dreamed big. So as we got closer to her getting, you know, to time in life where we need to start preparing and thinking about schools and colleges, it wasn't a surprise that she was going to go far away.
Julio's parents differed on whether he would like being so far away from home, but his mother felt he was mature enough to follow his dreams.
He is mature for his age and sure of himself. The day we left him at the airport, he acted very bravely, and that's what I like about him.
The students all know that they can come home if homesickness overwhelms them. College advisors usually tell parents to point their kids to the resources and supports available on campus instead of coming home. But Jeanette Morales, director of K-12 initiatives with HACU, says that seems cruel if the university hasn't earned the parents' trust.
It's that feeling of confianza. If I know where my son or daughter is going, and I know who the teacher is, I can entrust them with my child, and I'm more comfortable with that.
The universities that succeed with this problem, Morales said, are the ones who have earned the trust, the confianza, of families. The successful colleges also empower students to speak on their own and embrace their voices. In the final part of this series, we'll see how one university successfully highlighted those voices, and we'll learn if the students we followed managed to turn their new colleges into new homes. For Texas Public Radio News, I'm Becca McNeil.